Once upon a time there was a tailor neat and fine, catched a louse by the shoulder bone. Quoth he, I'll make thee know, before that I do go, whether a tailor be a man or none. The louse she gave a start, made the tailor let a fart, and smilingly to him she did say, Do not strike me when I'm down, 'tis the trick of a clown, I beseech you let us have fair play. Quoth the tailor, that I grant, for no courage I do want, but a coward I always did scorn. I do give thee leave to rise, fight thy best I thee advise, for my anger is not to be borne. Quoth the louse, I wonder much that your rage should be such against so old a companion as I. But I vow and do protest, I had thought you were in jest, but if otherwise I scorn to fly. Yet I very fain would know, before either strike a blow, what's the cause you so rashly contend. Vouchsafe to tell me this, and have at you hit or miss, for the best of my blood I'll spend. Quoth the tailor, yesternight you my flesh did sorely bite, besides other things I could name. But it would impeach my honor for to parley in that manner, and therefore I conceal the same. Said the louse, since 'tis so that you know what you know, and your dignity is so immense. My heart is now at ease, you may strike me when you please, I am ready for to make my defense. Then the tailor he began, oh, so bravely like a man, and struck the louse a box on the ear. Quoth he then, take thou that, and have at thee t'other pat. Then the louse she began for to stare. But she gave him such a kick, she'd almost broke his neck, by tumbling him out of door. Quoth he, 'twas bravely meant, now I know thy full intent, I will quickly pay this odd score. From the ground he arose, and pulled off his clothes, and began in his pride for to strut. Have at thee once again, for to put thee out of pain, I'm resolved to have t'other bout. Then he catches up his goose, and he threw it at the louse, and he hit her such a clap on the side, that she began to reel with the pain she did feel. Quoth the tailor, now the wager is tried. Quoth the louse, good sears, and she catched up the shears, and the tailor perceiving the stroke, he nimbly stooped down, yet she struck him on the crown, that his head was most lamentably broke. Oh, it vexed him to the heart to feel the wound smart, and thus he did say in his rage, If I could but get my sword, now I tell thee in a word, I've no fear with two such to engage. For by measures and my thimble, I would make thee to tremble, and to ask me forgiveness on thy knees. For this wound thou hast me given, to be sure I'll pay thee seven, for thou ne'er knew'st a weapon take fees. Then his lap or lying by, he catched it presently, and up to the louse he came. Quoth he, thou filthy creature, who art so hateful to my nature, if I end not thy days, I'm to blame. Quoth the louse, I'm sure my brood is almost half your food, sitting cracking from morning till night. And you stitch us here and there, like a rascal as you are, and yet now I'm abhorred in your sight. But he quickly got his yard, and the louse was sorely scared, that under the shop board she did creep. Quoth he, are you there? Come out if you dare, I will pay you with a pox ere I sleep. And then the tailor saw that the louse would go to law, which made him willing to agree. And because he would compound, he gave the louse a crown, and by that means the tailor got free. So then all was at peace, and these bloody wars did cease, but the tailor was so jeered up and down, that his credit to maintain, he has swore he'll fight again, if it were for £1,000. So my noble-hearted friends, my story here it ends, and I wish you all to beware. How the tailor and the louse come to quarter in your house, for you hear how desperate they are.